Tony Veneziano is joining us this morning as a promoter for the Street Machine Nationals, day one to coin, or about to be day one. Tony, morning. How are you, pal?
Morning, Tom. Doing great. I like that forecast. Keep that under 30%, those chances of that our stuff.
Right, and basically all I want to do is if it does a 30% chance of showers, I would like to have the franchise for selling chamois at the front gate.
Exactly. There'd be a lot of people wiping them down. But right now, it's sunny, beautiful out here. We're at the fairgrounds getting set up and starting signing cars in here in about a half hour at 8 o'clock.
What are your expectations when it comes to attendance after the last few years? You've got something to measure it against. How many people come to DeCoin for the Street Machine Nationals over 3 days?
Usually over 3 days, and we expect around 24,000, 25,000 is kind of the goal. I mean, you always hope for a lot more, a few more, but I mean, usually around there. I mean, you over the course of 3 days, obviously Friday, Saturday, big day, Sunday's a little bit shorter of a day than the first 2 days, but if we can get in that 25,000 people range, it'll be great.
How many people do you think come and display their cars? I mean, because here's the thing, during the first itineration of the Street Machine Nationals, a lot of people jumped on board, right? I know a lot of car clubs that were born because of the Street Machine Nationals, the DeCoin State Fair, and they're still here and they're still coming. How many people bring their cars?
There's a lot. I mean, right now, I think the expectation this year is about 2,800 or so give or take some, but a lot of pre-entries. We started registering people yesterday. We were out here for about 8 hours yesterday signing cars in, and a good number of people came yesterday, and today we'll start at 8 a.m. registering cars, so a lot more will be signing in early. People like to kind of get here early, get their spot, but, you know, 2,800 cars, that's a lot of cars when you think about it.
Yeah, and you know what? In the last time I was there, I was talking to people who were there from Australia. It's not just people from the Midwest. It's literally people from all – they shipped their car. It was the Mad Max car. They shipped it from Australia. You know, they were here.
Yeah, and that's pretty neat. I mean, you know, yesterday we signed in a guy from Texas, a couple people from Tennessee, so they do come from all over. I think the last number I heard was 28 different states will be represented.
You know, one of the other items that goes on is you have, over the course of the weekend, kind of these public events, you know, burnout competitions, but you've got a demo derby. You've got several items that are, you know, kind of landmark items for this weekend.
There are, you know, the demo derby, that's always a fan favorite. That'll be 6 o'clock Saturday night at the small track, and we have some new additions this year, actually, kind of a family friendly environment with some superheroes coming for the kids. We have Captain America on Saturday, Spider-Man on Sunday, so that's something kind of neat, and like you said, the burnout contest, that's Sunday afternoon, that's always a big hit. I mean, everybody wants to see, you know, how much smoke they can get and how much noise off the tires, so that's a good one, and just the cruising itself too. You know, a lot of the roads here have been repaved, so some great roads for cruising. People already yesterday were kind of taking some laps around here, so it's going to be a good atmosphere all weekend.
So if you want to pop the DeCoin State Fairgrounds, we've been giving away tickets. I've got just one pair left. I know some people are saying, hey, man, do you have VIP passes? Do you have parking passes? What is the situation? I've been doing just the tickets, but people have been asking about VIP parking, that type of thing. What do you have in that area?
There is VIP. I mean, for people who have VIP, they would drive up to the main gate and come and enter there and park in the VIP area. For regular spectators, you come in the spectator gate, and then you park in the general spectating area. And something unique about the tickets, you can actually save a few bucks if you go to O'Reilly Auto Parts. You can save $5 on tickets and get them for $10 over there. And if you get them here at the gate, it's $15. So save a few bucks by going over there. And kids 12 and under are free, so that's something great, a family-friendly environment. Bring them out to see the superheroes and whatnot and save a few bucks.
Why do people come from 28 states to the Street Machine Nationals in DeCoin, Illinois?
A gathering. I mean, you know, it's some of these people, you only see them once a year when you bring your car here, and you know, it's a big fraternity. I mean, people who have these kind of cars, who have the classic cars, the muscle cars, the show cars, they have a bond, and they just, you know, they enjoy the camaraderie, they enjoy showing their car off, and you know, this is, DeCoin's a great place to show it. I mean, you have all the miles for cruising around, you have the little lakes and ponds around here. It's a great atmosphere, and just, it's just a gathering, you know. Like I said, you know, people, this might be the only time they see somebody once a year, and they've been seeing them for the last 25 or how many ever year, so it's a great gathering.
And one of the things they like about DeCoin is you got trees to park under too.
You do stay cool, yep. And like you said, if it's going to be 85, 90 degrees, that shade will come in handy.
And you know, there's another issue that's always been part of Street Machine Nationals, and that is, you know, you come, but there's a competition, and you know, it's not like a NASCAR race where everybody waits and see who wins. I mean, that's part of that camaraderie thing, but there's a competition that is going on here in different classes all weekend as well.
Exactly. And there's a lot of classes. I mean, off the top of my head, I don't know exactly how many classes there are, but the trophies, they have them lined up in the office right now, and there is a bunch of them, and they'll do that. on Sunday in the afternoons when the ultimate award ceremony will be. And yeah, throughout the weekend, I mean, there's judges going around, pro judges, and they have a certain criteria, and you got to meet those criteria when your car's getting scored and judged. So it is a competition. You know, people think, like you said, about auto racing as a competition, but a show car, that's a big competition. You know, it gets heated.
When I used to do the live broadcasts, and I did for years from DeCoin for the Street Machines, it was interesting because we started looking into it. The number one car displayed in the past was the Ford Mustang. And I was wondering, do you have a similar car or figure that indicates what is the most popular car when it comes to showing your vehicle?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, just from yesterday registering cars, I would say probably Mustangs and Camaros is the most we've signed in so far. And that probably would still hold true. I mean, a number of Corvettes. But I would guess that it is Mustangs and Camaros the two most popular.
Yeah. And it makes sense. I mean, when you look at the age group and affordability, being able to have a street car. I mean, my second car was a Camaro. I mean, right, the American muscle car, yep. Although mine wasn't exactly a muscle car, but I think that's what bears that out. So the Street Machine Nationals this weekend, the DeCoin State Fair, you drive up to the gate and you don't have a ticket. How much, Tony?
$15. You can also get a 2-day or 3-day pass. 2-day pass would be $20. A 3-day pass would be $30. But, yeah, if you just drive right up, $15. And if you want to save that $5, go to O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your ticket for $10 over there.
And you can get a bite to eat on the grounds, too.
Plenty of food, yeah. A lot of vendors, they're all getting set up. I mean, barbecue, all the traditional fair-type food, you know, deep-fried everything. I mean, yeah, if you leave here and you're hungry, you didn't walk around or drive around enough.
All right, so keep that in mind. Street Machine Nationals, the DeCoin State Fairgrounds. What time's gates open today?
Today, 10 a.m., tomorrow, 10 a.m., actually tomorrow at the 9 a.m. on Saturday and the 9 a.m. Sunday as well.
All right, you might want to get up there early and take a look before the heat bill's on, but it's going to be a great weekend. It looks like some very encouraging weather for the weekend. Sure, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, but at this time of the year, there always is. Tony Veneziano, he's with the Street Machine Nationals. Final thoughts this weekend for people that are on the fence about coming to join you at the DeCoin State Fairgrounds?
Oh, it's a great weekend to get outside. You know, you mentioned the weather. There's been a lot of rain lately, so come out and enjoy the sunny skies and the warm temperatures.